This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Good Day Health Time. This sort of creeps up on the clock several times each week. Great advice, great information. I believe it's important for us to help you with your health and well-being. I think that's one of my obligations on the radio. So it pervades much of what I do on the radio, including having specialty hours set aside for people like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology down in Mydura, Florida. His office is really busy. This is a great time of year to go in and get a checkup. I'm going down for my checkup. I'm not sure whether I'm going to do it in January or February, but I'll be there. And you can join me. Call the office, 352-735-1400. We should have a party. I should go down there, and we get lots of listeners to come, Ken, and have a party in your office. Let's party while we're getting our heart checked out.
That'd be a better way to have a stress test.
That's it. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. We go through every week when we're together a lot of things that are important. From Ken's perspective, he does the research. A lot of the medical journals come out with confusing stories and things that, like, you can't read a doctor's handwriting. You can't understand what they say half the time. And so Ken deciphers all of these things. Because he's a cardiologist, let's start with what happens this time of year. People on these diets, I know you recommend the Mediterranean diet. A lot of people want to lose weight. I'm one of them. So your heart health, however, can be affected by the kind of diet that you are on, first of all. And secondly, how you approach it. A lot of people go on a diet, crash. Let's lose 10 pounds in a week. And then they stop and they gain the 10 pounds back again. And that's, I think, referred to as yo-yo dieting, isn't it?
Exactly. This is interesting from the medical journal Nutrients just this week, Doug. Sticking to a strict diet can be challenging, as you're talking about. So our eating patterns can fluctuate wildly. The news this week is that only a few weeks of healthful eating can make measurable improvements to markers of cardiovascular health. But at the same time, it does not take long before these markers return to their unhealthy state once a person terminates their healthful dieting. So, Doug, these findings should encourage us all to try again if we fail at our first attempt to adopt a healthy eating pattern. It seems that our body is not going to become resistant to the health-promoting effects of this diet pattern just because we tried it and were not successful the first time. And in the study, the markers of cardiovascular health that were measured were blood pressure and levels of fats, glucose, and insulin in the blood. So it's amazing how sudden changes to a good diet can make these markers suddenly change, and then sudden changes to a bad one, they again quickly change.
Wow. Well, does it need to be supervised, or can we hear a lot of the stuff about Weight Watchers and the programs you get on Jenny Craig, and they offer supervision, sort of. Is that the best way to approach? See, we talk a lot about losing weight here.
I think this needs to be individualized. I think some people do need encouragement, coaching, hold your hand, however you want to describe it, where some people want to do it themselves. Whatever works, whatever gets you to a healthy blood pressure, cholesterol level, blood sugar, and weight. Diet is so important. Yes, exercise also, but diet is the number one factor. Ask any good trainer, they'll tell you. So you got to come up with a good diet for yourself that works for you.
Well, in league with that, the things that you put together, there are a lot of different things that are to be considered here, I think. Enough rest. You've got a story this week about how much rest helps youngsters and their weight. The people that are eating too much, a lot of the people that you see that are overweight, one of the problems they have is that they don't get enough Sleep, right?
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal. Sleep in December. That regular bedtimes and adequate sleep between ages 5 and 9, Doug, this may contribute toward a healthy weight in the teen years. This is a big problem. Developing a proper routine in childhood is crucial for the future health of the child. Sleep affects physical and mental health and the ability to learn.
Wow. There's a double whammy. Well, it makes sense. You're not getting enough rest. You're not going to have a sharp mind, and therefore you're not paying attention to school, you're not getting the lessons, and you're not learning. I think that makes a lot of sense. And you wonder what parents are thinking about. I wish there was this mandatory school session for parents to become parents, for people to become parents. There are no rules and no books. Well, a lot of books, but and there's no classwork done when you get married, no classwork for having babies, and, you know, I mean, there are things that lead up to it, like you can go to have the Lalaise, or what do they call it, what's the thing, Lalaise?
Yeah, yes. You know, starting at a young age to make sure you're at a good weight is so important. It was just reported this week in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology, that 7% of cancers in America are due to excess body weight.
Wow. Well, it's fat. Fat causes cancer. That's not a surprise. I don't think. You know, we were talking earlier about how alcohol contributes to cancers because there's so much sugar in it. People who are alcoholics are way more likely to get cancer, especially of the organs, the cancer of the kidney and the
liver.
Oh, God, horrible. All right. Now, with one other thing here, as we are in post-Christmas, post-New Year's mode, your research suggests that cholesterol levels in most of us spike after Christmas. I would have thought they would spike during the party season. Why after?
Well, the accumulation of the party season, and this is in the medical journal Atherosclerosis, after indulging in big, rich holiday meals, Doug, cholesterol levels take a big jump. In this study reported this week in the medical journal Atherosclerosis, after Christmas, cholesterol levels jumped a whopping 20% from summer levels among the 25,000 people studied. People who have a high cholesterol level right after Christmas, they may want to have a repeat test later in the year, and doctors need to be aware of this also, that the patient's levels may just be briefly up and then come on down.
Mm-hmm. Very important. More in a matter of moments here, Ken has what I believe to be, Ken, one of the most important stories that you may ever have reported on here, and that's saying a lot. Something that could be revolutionizing how our brains are cared for as we get older and maybe run into a few problems. So stick around for that coming up in a matter of moments here. 14 after on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health program. Power Swabs presents this portion of the program. What are power swabs, you ask? Power swabs are the most effective true whitening agent. It's an advanced teeth whitening system. Groundbreaking. This is the only product in the world that effectively removes stains from aging teeth in a safe, natural, and healthy manner. This is the way, truly, to whiten your teeth. This system was developed by a dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger, and what he's done is put together a patented natural tooth detergent, whitening agent together. It lightens up the stain starting in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. Get rid of the coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It removes all the stains on your teeth, all the stains on your caps, all the stains on your veneers. Try Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. 800-208-1797. Call that number. You can't get this deal online. Use the DJV code, and you'll only pay half what everybody else is paying. Half the retail for this product that does such a marvelous job whitening your teeth. Won't eat away at the enamel. It protects the enamel, in fact. That's how well it works. So if you're a drinker of coffee, tea, and red wine, call 800-208-1797. 1797. Make sure your teeth are looking much better and tell them you heard it here for 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, whiter teeth, brighter smile, 800-208-1797. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year outright by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, as promised, Dr. Ken now focusing on a new kind of pacemaker. We know how pacemakers work for the heart. This one is for the brain.
This comes out of a publication, Nature Biomedical Engineering, just the last day of the year. Imagine, Doug, a device that sits outside the head, a neurostimulator, that at the same time it can both listen to electrical activity in the brain and also stimulate the brain. The device, it's called the WAND, W-A-N-D, it's a mouthful, Wireless Artifact-Free Neuromodulation Device. Say that three times fast. It works like a pacemaker for the brain, and it will deliver fine-tuned electrical stimulation if it detects something wrong to patients with diseases like epilepsy and Parkinson's. This device could help treat severe tremors and also seizures that do not respond to conventional therapy.
Wow. What do you think of it? What do you think?
I think it's exciting. I think it does address a need, because there are people who have severe tremors and severe epilepsy that do not respond well to drugs. Mm-hmm. And this device is so clever. It learns your own brain patterns. It doesn't require any surgery. It works on the surface of the scalp. And it has 128 points in the brain that it records electrical activity and at the same time delivers stimulation at those same points. And it, over the course of time, it learns your brain waves, how they respond when you have are about to have a tremor or about to have a seizure, and then just blips. It helps you get all of your electrical activity working the way it should.
Yeah. Well, sounds like a fabulous, really great breakthrough. I'm sure more to be tested, but yet
exactly.
Something to give people hope, and that's what you want, especially if you have medical problems. Hope, hope, hope. 21 after the hour, Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program, a service of my intrigue, I guess, much anything else, wanting to know as much as I can to help you, help me, help us all. And here's something from the heart department, late cardiology, is Ken's practice down in Florida. He's been a cardiac specialist. The Food and Drug Administration warning that the benefits of certain antibiotics don't outweigh the risks. And for one of them, it's an aortic aneurysm for certain patients. So I guess I wonder out loud here. We all talk about things that are approved by the Food and Drug Administration and whether they really have the benefit of testing over a long period of time, because many times when you use some of these antibiotics, you don't know what the impact's going to be for years and years and years. So it's kind of a crapshoot, isn't it?
Well, I think you're talking about the fluoroquinolones, which are of some concern in among the antibiotics.
They're supposed to treat respiratory infections and pneumonia, urinary tract infections, that kind of stuff.
Well, they're the ones of last resort because they do potentially have some concerning side effects. And, you know, you have to individualize care. You have to look at what's the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it. And, you know, you go back to the flu season of 1918, and millions of people died because of the bacterial infection.
My father's
afterwards.
Mother did. My
exactly.
father's mother and her sister died
right.
same day.
Right, and that was because of the secondary bacterial pneumonia that everybody got. Now that doesn't happen, hopefully, because we have antibiotics. So it's hard to generalize. The fluoroquinolones are tricky antibiotics. They're not our first choices, but when other things don't respond, you know, what's your alternative? Death?
Yeah.
So you have to take a little bit of risk, and welcome to my world, and, you know, that's why some of us get gray hair.
Well, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Well,
I think under the circumstances.
Yeah, sometimes you have to measure risk, and that's what good doctors do. What's the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it? And there's always risk on both sides of that seesaw. And then you just have to make your best choice, and if a complication develops, know how to deal with it as best as possible. But it's not a perfect world. I mean, anything we do has a risk involved, but anything we don't do has a risk involved.
Yeah. As a doctor who is credentialed by local hospitals, how many different hospitals recognize your credentials in the Orlando area?
Well, there's a product, you know, Florida Hospital, and that's the one that I'm in, and in most cities these days, there's one, two, or three large hospital chain, and you know that's kind of how things work.
Mm-hmm. Is it a research?
They're getting bigger and bigger.
Is it a research hospital?
Sorry?
The hospital that you're, or the hospitals, do they do much research?
They do. They do a lot, and they are getting more and more involved in that. And but they also do an enormous amount of patient care, and we also have affiliations with some of the big university hospitals in Orlando. And, you know, interestingly, Orlando is a unique medical community in that the private practices grew up long before the academic institutions, which is exactly opposite the way it is in the Northeast and where the academic hospitals were there first. So it's an interesting difference. I've practiced in both environments. Who knows what's better?
Yeah. Well, you have to make your patients feel comfortable that what you're advising them is in their best interest, and sometimes that is got to be tricky, depending on what stuff is available for service. 28 after the hour here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken on the air.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. As the partial government shutdown enters week three once again, the president met with congressional leaders and also again, no end to the stalemate.
We mentioned the price that we want $5.6 billion very strongly. Because numbers are thrown around, 1.6, 2.1, 2.5. This is national security we're talking about. We're not talking about games. We're talking about national security.
Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Services are being withheld from the American people. Paychecks are being withheld from people who serve the needs of the American people. And our border security will suffer if we do not resolve this issue.
There is an agreement with the Democratic leaders who have their staffs working through the weekend to figure out a way to end the standoff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
That's the Good Day Health Program. Don't forget about our podcast with Ken on one side, Jack Stockwell on the other. Healthcare trends for 2019 and how they may change your life. Special episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken and the situation with new things in healthcare. These things may make your lives a lot better. You want to hear the overview. We have that one for you at gooddayhealthshow.com. That's where you get the podcasts. Also, there's a podcast in there where Ken outlines the genetic changes that occur to sperm with the use of marijuana. And then there is a discussion we have with depression and anxiety as a focus. Kind of, we did that. That's been a frequent topic, Ken. We've sort of touched on that again here today. With that, the new information about what they're going to do for your brain, perhaps, that's not directly related, but one could imagine if they keep going down that road that there could be something that you could put on your brain that would help you with depression and anxiety, getting away from drugs, that sort of thing. That's a big focus, isn't it, now,
absolutely,
of research, getting away from drugs?
This whole area is getting its due time.
Yeah, right. All right, so to go back to for a moment, let's just go back. If you're just joining us, Ken and I were talking about antibiotics that could cause aortic aneurysms, the fluoroquinolone. Is that, am I pronouncing it correctly?
Good job. Right. Doug, right. This fluoroquinolone, it's a group of antibiotics that are commonly used to treat a variety of illnesses such as respiratory and urinary tract infections. Common names that some of us may be accustomed to hearing, Cipro, Levaquin, Floxin, Naroxin. These are the typical members of this family of antibiotics. But the news this week was when the head of the FDA, or one of the important doctors at the FDA, put out a warning that anybody who has an aortic aneurysm, or is at risk of having an aortic aneurysm, they have high blood pressure, peripheral vascular disease, Marfan syndrome, or something called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, that's where the connective tissue in the blood vessels is weak. These people should not ever be on a fluoroquinolone, because the risk of the antibiotic potentially bursting the aneurysm, the bulge and the big pipe in the body, is too high, and the risks just outweigh any potential benefits. And this subgroup of people should never get this type of antibiotic family. And just an important warning, so if you have this association, make sure you don't take any antibiotic from this group. There's plenty of other choices.
Yeah, but doctors smart enough to recognize that. Do you trust all the doctors that you know or that might be around
be on top of this? That's the issue, is whether they're on top of it. I mean, I think once they get the word, they'll be on top of it. But again, you know, a lot of information comes at us daily, and hopefully this got out, and that's why I wanted to underscore it, because I know a number of doctors listen to this show. And,
you know,
and patients who are on this medication, it's very important.
Yeah. The other thing that is a part of, we're sort of reviewing things that may be new this year in medicine, that's part of as we thrust ourselves ahead. In recent years, a lot of hospitals have been doing research, and because the medical business is a business, a lot of these hospitals are owned by big medical companies, and then there's the big schools that are related to hospitals and doing a lot of research. How do they keep the companies that provide the product that's being researched at arm's length? I think a lot of people want to know that because they want to trust, you know, you see a lot of these ads, doctor tested and approved, and, you know, we all know that doctors are having a tough time and they're liable to be corrupted by money, and I wonder if that happens at the big research institutes as well. You know, the cancer industry doesn't want to get rid of cancer. So, you know, they go to somebody like Memorial Sloan Kettering and say, do this research for us, we'll pay you, but we want it to come out this way. I'm not suggesting that there's anything in particular with Memorial Sloan Kettering, but I know that's going on.
Well, you know, in any industry, there are good actors and there are bad actors, and there are ethical people who there are unethical people, and you know, you hope that these things are watched. You hope that people have enough of their reputation on the line. And is the system perfect? No, but I would like to know a better system that we could have, and I think we would all sign up for it. But, you know, the peer review system, what can we do? How can we improve upon having breakthroughs, but everybody needs funds to do the research? Where are we going to get it? How are we going to do it? I mean, anytime there's that much money in anything, there's the potential for human nature to not do the right thing. But you hope you get people together. And they do the right things. But, you know, I think this is in any field. There's, you know, in any field, there are people who are ethical, there are people who are unethical.
Well, I'm looking now at the amount of money that's being spent to supposedly study opioids. We all know what a problem. 70,000 Americans died of opioid addiction.
I think this is an example of where, you know, the people who manufactured these things were not as transparent as they should have been. And in many ways, you know, a lot, this is not an area that I practice in, but my colleagues will tell me that they felt misled by the people who manufactured these and marketed these, leading some of the providers to believe that they were safer than they really are and less addictive than they really are. And I think a lot of physicians feel like they did get misleading information from some of these studies. There was an original study showing that they weren't so addictive. But I think we all know what the reality is, and I think that this has really raised among many physicians a lot of caution, you know, whenever they get this information.
Don't be fooled. And I guess that's the bottom line by some of this stuff. Trust your gut as much as anything else.
But, you know, you have to do that, but you also have to keep yourself open to that amazing breakthrough that is going to save lives and make people feel more comfortable. And threading that needle is a real challenge for all of us.
I think one of the other things that's going on, Ken, is the social media impact on people of all ages. I saw a warning from a couple of doctors about Facebook becoming the biggest cause of mental distress.
Depression, yes. There's a clear relation. I saw a study just this week about a direct relationship between the number of hours on Facebook and severity of depression.
Yeah. Right. So I think that there are so many things, the complicated society we live in and what happens when people are, if you will, influenced.
I don't think we understand yet. We'll only know 20, 30 years down the road.
Well, that's why that goes back to what I said a few minutes ago about anything. And we don't know the impact of drugs. We don't know the impact of some of the social things that we're talking about here for 30, 40, 50 years down the road.
Well, that's why it is nice to prescribe drugs that have been around 30-plus years. Statins, which, you know, I know you have an opinion about. You know, those have been around 30-plus years.
Yeah.
But you have to make educated guesses about these newer drugs And again, you always make the decision, is the risk of doing it worse than the risk of not doing it? And that's how you make that decision.
Let's go down that road one more. Let's take another turn down this road. Drugs, generic versus brand name drugs. There are people who say generic drugs are supposed to be the same. They're popular because they're cheaper. But I saw a research paper that suggested they don't work as well. And I'm trying to figure out who paid for the research paper, because it would be perfect for the drug companies that create these, and after 10 years they go sort of generic. Is there any proof to generic formulations not working the same as the brand name medication, or is that just so much?
I think there are, again, this goes, it's hard to generalize. You know, I think there are a few examples, and then the people who, you know, follow the money, who have a big impact in this.
Yep.
You know, then we'll magnify those studies. But I can tell you that there are plenty of generics out there that are excellent, and there are a few
Let me be specific. You're the cardiologist. I think it's pronounced digoxin. I remember it from my father. Yeah, digoxin for heart failure. There are some who say the difference between the brand name and the generic version have not been well studied. Do you agree with that?
You know, digoxin is just not used a whole lot anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think that is a generic that's been used for so long.
So it's okay.
Yes, and it's not even, it used to be back in the 1970s and 80s a big, big drug, but it's not used much anymore.
What about Coumadin versus generic blood thinners?
Warfarin. I think warfarin's fine.
Yeah.
And warfarin is a lot cheaper. We use it all the time, and most people who are on Coumadin are really on warfarin, the generic. Few people today get Coumadin.
Even around the house, you kill all the rats and mice in the house, too. Get rid of them.
But if you have atrial fibrillation and you're at high risk of having a stroke, it prevents you from having a stroke.
Yep. All right. I wasn't being facetious. Warfarin is what they use in rat poison. That's what it is.
It makes them bleed to death.
Yep. That's it. All right. More from Dr. Ken in a moment. Now I'm going to talk to you about getting the rest that you need. Always a topic of conversation here in Good Day Health is rest, rest, rest. Buy them right by using the promo code DJV, visit MyPillow.com. 50% off pretty much everything in the... This is a virtual store. Using the promo code DJV.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Ever wonder where the most impactful and fastest-growing tech trends are headed? Deloitte has released its 2019 Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Predictions. And so we asked Deloitte's Duncan Stewart about the future of artificial intelligence, or AI.
One of the problems for a lot of companies has been they're not AI experts. They don't want to build their own data centers. They don't want to be handling all of the incredibly abstruse details. What Deloitte's predicting is that in 2019, 70% of companies are going to be accessing AI, but they're going to be using the cloud.
And those home speakers?
Uniquely, in any country around the world, by the way, the number one application for smart speakers is asking about the weather. But after the weather comes music, news, and using them as timers.
More at DeloittePredictions.ca.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Good Day Health Show, Doug Steffen. Focus on pharma, big pharma, major pharma. The companies, the biggest of all the drug companies, have made a fabulously helpful announcement, not for you, but for them. More expensive drugs, increasing the prices like they need to. An analysis by the Savings Solution Company finds more than three dozen drug makers are hiking the cost of hundreds and hundreds of drugs, blood pressure medicine, Alzheimer's medicine, pain medications. The study suggests the average price increase will be 6% this year, which is three times what inflation is. These money-grubbing bastards. The drug manufacturers like Allergan, Pfizer, confirming they're raising costs. Not unusual, they say, for them to do it at the beginning of the year. But these hikes come after the administration started putting a lot of pressure on them to cut the price of drugs. So instead of doing that, they're giving Trump and the rest of the country an up yours. The prescription drug prices will go up again. The underscore here is 6% this year. One expert said the prices keep rising because there isn't oversight on costs. Well, that may be. Another person said he expects more drug companies to announce hikes in the next month or so. So your friends, the drug manufacturers, are doing a nice job of screwing you even more. There's a lot of money that goes into researching the drugs and making sure that they're safe and getting them through FDA approval process, that sort of thing. But come on, look at the bottom line of these pharma companies and tell me they're not making a lot of money. And maybe there should be a review of how it all works. That would be my suggestion. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. I just want to continue down this path. Just one more. I'm looking at a seizure medication, something you have to deal with all the time, stroke, that sort of stuff. Seizure medications are, many of them are generic. Is it the active or the inactive ingredients that change from one? I'm just looking at a whole review. Generic to brand name. What is there that's different?
Sure, let's clarify that. In a brand is what comes out initially from the pharmaceutical company, and after patents expire, then other manufacturers can make the generic. And the difference is, besides the huge difference in price, the inactive ingredients. In every medication, there are these binders that hold the active ingredients together, that form the way it's put into a capsule or into a pill. The binders, the delivery system, once you swallow it, how it gets into the body, all of these things can differ in the generic versus the brand. But the active ingredients is the same. It's the inactive, the inert ingredients, those can change from brand to the generic. And in some medications, the delivery system is so important to get the active ingredients to get maximum benefit. And when sometimes you get a cheap delivery system within the medication, you take it and it doesn't get distributed to your body properly. That's where it's a problem, and that's where often it makes a difference.
Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology, call him for an appointment, 352-735-1400.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're always sort of in the doctor mode because there's so much information to pass along that will help you out. Health advice, health information. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues his stead here with a focus on some of the New Year's reports from the various medical journals. For example, Mediterranean diet. The diets that are being talked about is always getting into January. Ken, you know it as well as I do. Your patients come into your office in Florida, Lake Cardiology, and they complain about how much they ate. I was just looking at how much I gained over the past 4 or 5, 6 weeks, 4.5 pounds. Okay, so what do? We get on the Mediterranean diet, recommended as the best way to eat, according to whom?
U.S. News and World Reports, they rank the diets every year, and this year, Mediterranean diet is number one alone. It shared that honor last year with the DASH diet, but this year it's number one alone because in 2018, Doug, research tying the Mediterranean diet to longer, healthier living propelled it to the number one spot on the new diet rankings. So the Mediterranean diet emphasizes eating fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans, nuts, legumes, olive oil, and flavorful herbs and spices, fish and seafood at least a couple of times a week, and poultry, eggs, cheese, and yogurt in moderation, while saving sweets and red meat for special occasions. Top it off with a splash of wine if you want. Remember to stay physically active, and you're all set.
So fruit, which has lots of sugar in it, according to some, should stay away from the fruit because it's got too much sugar in it.
But it's natural sugar.
Yeah. And grains, for those of us who have gluten allergies, what do we do in place of grains?
Well, find the ones that are, you know, free of gluten if you have
whatever.
Not all
grain.
Of them have it.
Whatever the grain is in pancake mix, I found that out.
Just look for the word whole.
That's it. Okay, and while we're in the sort of diet department, let's talk, and this is the beginning of the new year, we're going to diet, we're going to exercise, that sort of thing. So if you are making resolutions, and it includes going on a diet, there's a connected story here about what happens if you are on too severe of a diet. I guess that's how I would read this, Ken. How do you read it?
How do I... Are you talking about...
Like having... After, if you make a New Year's resolution to do whatever, okay, like lose weight, you okay, get people get anxious, they get depressed.
Exactly. This is out of Body Nutrition at the end of the year. Anxiety and depression, Doug, is the main cause of adults not sticking to their New Year's resolution. People give up on their resolutions for two main reasons. They either pick too ambitious a goal, or anxiety and depression causes them to feel like they will never achieve their goals.
Well, but if you're older and you are exercising, that's better for your body. You fall down less because you're in better shape. That means that this is something good to pursue, right? Get on that exercise routine, lose the weight, and keep on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. This comes out of Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine this week. One in four people in America over age 65 fall annually. Falling, it's the most leading cause of fatal injuries for older adults. There are the most common cause of hospital admission for older adults. The news this week is that exercise, Doug, may be able to save older adults from taking costly spills.
All right, so if you've made New Year's resolutions, you get depressed because you don't stay on them, exercise, diet, whatever it is, here's another idea that maybe works better for you, yes?
Exactly. About a third of people who make a New Year's resolution, Doug, fail to stick with it. So if you're like most of us, this time of year you're thinking about health goals for the New Year, such as losing weight, eating healthier, exercising, and quitting smoking. But rather than setting a year-long goal at the start of the year, a more effective approach is to make Monday resolutions, weekly goals that can be thought of as a mini-resolution. Taking advantage of the natural momentum of every weekly cycle gives us a chance to start fresh each week. So if we mess up on Tuesday or Wednesday, we get a chance to start over on Monday instead of waiting till the following year.
Here's a good Monday resolution. Clean out your innards. Clean your intestines. Life Change Tea is there for your using. It's one of the most fabulous ways to get rid of some of the horrible things that are in your system. Clean out your gut, your colon. That's where all the health, good and bad, begins. Life Change Tea will cleanse your body from intruders. Life Change Tea, available only at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and they'll ship it to you free. All grown and combined in America. Natural, all organic. It cleans your body. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.